Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, June the 16th, not January. 15 minutes past the hour here with Matt Morgan in studio, and we had a little contretemps there before we went to break. So if anybody would like to say anything in regard to that contretemps, please feel free. 740-383-9944. That's how we became the talking place. We take all opinions. Big, small, wide, large, skinny, whatever. 740-383-9944. We'll hear from anybody, so if anybody wants to finish a thought or say something new, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Anything in regard to where we left off last hour, Matt? We're getting a call. Apparently somebody does want to say something about what happened last hour. Go ahead, caller.
It takes a lot to get me going, Scott.
Well, that's okay. Keep on going.
No, it's like they don't look at the person. They look at, like, well, you're a Democrat, or your race, your color. And I don't know. I just never did that stuff. I looked at the people. I was always for the underdog. And if Trump was Biden, I would have said, right after he got in, get him out of office. He needs to be out of there. This guy cannot remember nothing. He calls, the vice president, he calls her President Harris. And they have his gaffes up where he makes mistakes. They got Biden over 300. And then he was trying to talk to this, I think a senator. She got killed, was it the year before? And he even talked to the family when she got killed. I think a car accident. He was trying to call her more or less up on stage, acknowledge her in the audience. And she's been dead, I think it was a year. I mean, this guy was sending these people, I don't know how much, his other people have had, like the ones over the immigration and stuff. They were with his, when he had his illegal things at that one university or so, he put all his, I think, friends in there. I don't know what experience they've had. And, I mean, Scott, I never get too nervous about anything. And right now, I don't know. I just think we're gone. I don't even know if we can even go another 6 months. We're in a mess with every country. We're just in a freaking mess. And it bothers me. And you look at the person. And, you know, if I thought, well, my brother, he's running for president, and he's like, you know, Biden telling all these lies or whatever, and they know it and they keep saying it, well, I wouldn't vote for him. And people will. They'll vote for, I think if Hitler was running, some of them would vote for him. I mean, they got to do away with this nonsense. And would you believe in that last budget thing? They say that COVID came from China. Well, guess what was in that last bill? We're giving them billions of dollars for research. Why not do it here? Are they going to give us another COVID here again? I mean, I don't know. I don't know who's running this. But you notice one thing. The Asians, the Chinese, Korea, Japan, they're smart people. They do the studies. They might not have as much fun, but I don't know. And stuff. And then you see these other people, and it's like, I don't know. It's just like, we just get run over. We just throw out the money, and I can see people right around here that need to help the homeless. When they, somebody just went out to California, and I'm trying to think, I'm not saying who. That was a census, she's going someplace. Loves to go everywhere. She said, I'll never go to that state again. Everywhere, with the homeless on the streets, the stores couldn't open because they do the bathroom stuff. And when you don't put a stop to stuff, and they did the illegal, they're demanding, I think over 6 million have come. They want citizenship. They're going to let them drive. Now, get this. How can a place insure them? They can't read English. And then I don't know if New York is already letting some of them drive. I mean, and then I have to go get my license. And then California is giving them so much they're able to draw, I believe they called it unemployment. I don't know what the set time is. Because they can't speak English, so it's hard to, if you can't, is there not some place where all the different, there's like 100-some countries, I don't know what they speak? Well, how can you take the time to keep training them? I mean, it's a mess. If they came over a few at a time, and then they've got, I think they've got those drug cartels over already into Mexico and stuff. And when you look, I think 3/4 of those people were these young men. And if they start selling drugs and doing this in all these different states, we'll have to take our military and just and guard the United States. I mean, it's a mess. There's a way to do stuff. And I think, and they want them to vote. I don't know in New York if they can vote yet. In certain places, they don't have to be a citizen. You don't do stuff like that. I don't know. This world, I'm going to be 80 this year. And I'm not going to see much more of it, but I just can't imagine living in a place like this.
Well, I appreciate the opinion, and stick with us here. We got more games and giveaways to come. Thanks.
Yep. Yeah, because that black guy that stabbed, I guess, that guy yesterday, now I'm going to see what they do with him because he was protecting his girlfriend. I don't know why he just didn't tackle the guy, but I don't know. It's just like certain groups now, you know, you don't even go to jail, and some of them, they've been in jail, and they let them out, and then they find out, heck, they murdered somebody 2 years ago, never got anything done. I don't know. I'm going to quit listening to the TV and the radio both.
You're safe here. You're safe here. Hey, thanks for listening. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any response or anything you'd like to say, we welcome all opinions. As I say, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. All right, Matt, got anything to say?
There was something, but I can't think of it now.
Opinions galore here. Yeah. Now, we're going to do some prize drawings this hour. We do have that coming up. We've got Sarah, Mary, and Trish, and we're going to give away the $10 to Del Taco, the Del Taco beanie, the tickets to Port Clinton. We've got all that to do, so don't tune away. But again, the phone lines are open if you'd like to say anything. That's why we're here, 740-383-9944. What category were we on, Matt?
Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls. Now, how many answers did we have here?
Six answers.
Six big answers. Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls. Six big answers. Does anybody have them? 740-383-9944. And again, we've got $10 to Del Taco, Del Taco beanies. We've got the African Safari wildlife tickets. The whole bit here this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Bill Haley and the Comets.
Bill Haley and the Comets.
Not on there.
You know, and I thought for sure that would be on the list.
I thought so, too.
I know. Hey, thanks.
Hey, I got something for you here.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll change the topic entirely. You know, the Ohio Lottery is running a new series of commercials for lottery tickets and everything, and their spokesman is Ohio Jones.
Ohio Jones.
And Ohio Jones is the name on the plaque that we're giving to the whoever, you know, locates the missing dog collar.
Oh, that's true.
But I think you should be out looking for that dog collar, not pushing Ohio lottery tickets.
Well, that's right. You should be the $5,000 reward for that dog collar while you're out selling lotto tickets.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I thought that was curious that he's the working another job here now.
That might be a copyright issue. We might have to sue.
It might be.
Hey, thanks.
Right, have a good day. I'm going to shake up some new answers.
Okay, bye-bye. Shake, rattle, and roll. 740-383-9944. Oh, yes, we always have the $5,000 reward for the return of Harding's dog collar. If it ever shows up, it'll be a miracle. But we would love to have it for $5,000. Five G's. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
What about a roller coaster?
Roller coaster?
Roller coaster is not on there.
No roller coaster. Thank you. No roller coaster on the list. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. 740-383-9944. No answers so far. Go ahead.
It's me. I'm going to say a baby rattler.
Rattle Toy is on the list.
Rattle Toy's on the list. Gotcha. Rattle Toy is on the list. All right. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. Now, how many answers do we have in total here?
There are six answers in total, five left to go.
Six in total, five left to go. All right, this is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
How about dice?
Dice!
Dice is on the list also.
All right, got you with the dice.
Hey, Scott, what was the point that she was trying to make?
You mean our last caller there?
The lady called in about not going to listen to stuff anymore because we commented about Trump.
You know
the point she was trying to make out of all that?
What did you take away from it?
Well, she don't believe Trump lies. I mean, she says you vote for the person, and if you want to go person to person, Biden's one hell of a lot better person than Trump. So I just don't know what the point she's trying to make. She's justifying Trump on every little thing that a Democrat has ever done. I mean, was George Washington a Democrat? Was they back then? I mean, I don't want to, she goes back and tries to justify Trump on anything that, the Democrats has ever done. I don't know. But person to person, Biden's got my vote.
All right. Well, maybe she'll call back in and let us know what the exact point was she was trying.
The exact point. I mean, instead of just babbling on about 100 different things.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll hope. Thanks.
I hope she keeps listening. I mean, intelligent debate, that's...
That's it. That's right. It. We want to hear from all sides.
Right, but just keep it intelligent, though.
All right. That's right. Thank you. All right. Well, there you go. 740-383-9944. Our caller just wants to know the point. That's all. I think that's fine. All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
An old car.
An old car.
Old car is not on the list.
All right. No old car on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No old car on the list here today. 740-383-9944. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. That's what we're looking for here today. Go ahead, caller.
A rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake is on the list.
Rattlesnake is on the list. We got you. Rattlesnake on the list. So far we've got Judy, Sarah, Trish, Lee, and Mary all in the competition here today. We're going to be giving stuff away, so you can't tune away. Go ahead, caller.
I'm back home, so the quality of my ability to hear you is improved greatly. This seems obvious to me, guys, but it's the song by Bill Haley and the Comets, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. So a song or Bill Haley and the Comets or music in general. But that song should be there. It's one of his biggest hits.
Yeah, just music and singers.
Is on the list?
Music and singers.
Okay, there you go. Now, Adam, just to clarify, what did you say in hour number one about Biden? Is that what you said? He was the worst president in your lifetime?
Yes, I did say that.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I heard you right.
Yep, your hearing is excellent, Scott.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. Well, we know what his point was.
Yeah.
So where are we in this category now?
We have four off the board, and we need two more answers to go.
Really? We only have two left?
Yep,
two left. What are the four we have?
Rattle Toy, Rattlesnake, Music's Singers, and Dice.
There you go, 740-383-9944. We got Sarah, Judy, Trish, Lee, and Mary all in the competition. We've got the Del Taco $10 gift card, the Del Taco beanie, all kinds of stuff here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a train?
No train on the list.
No train on the list today. I hear the train a-coming. Del Taco, $10 gift card. Del Taco beanie. Two passes to the African Safari Wildlife event up in Port Clinton, Ohio. All kinds of good stuff here. 29 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. Big prizes here. So we've got singers.
We have Rattle Toy, Rattlesnake, Music and Singers, and then Dice.
All right, but two left to go.
Two left to go.
Two left to go. 740-383-9944 with 30 minutes left in this particular segment. Who's got the answers? Things that shake, rattle, and roll. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, it certainly has been an interesting morning so far.
I think so.
Well, you've got to have interest. And tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Sean Kraft will join us in studio, and we'll have another humdinger of a program tonight. I don't know what the topic will be, but I think we're definitely going to talk about this weight issue, because I think that's fascinating. Would we elect somebody who's overweight?
Do you not think we would?
I don't know. It's never happened. Just Taft, and all we'd say about him is he got stuck in the bathtub.
Have we ever elected anybody with a big beard?
In the old days. Not now.
I know that.
Gotta be clean shaven.
Because I know that when I was in school, we learned this fun fact that there's a fear of beards. And so a lot of people who run for presidents nowadays shave their beards, so people who are afraid of beards will still vote for them.
There's a fear of beards.
Yes, a phobia of beards.
What's the phobia of beards?
I'm not sure what it's called, but that's why nobody has beards who runs for president anymore. I'll look it up real fast.
That's interesting. A phobia of beards. 740-383-9944. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. That's what we're looking for here on WGH Talk today. Sarah, Judy, Trish, Lee, and Mary in the competition. Now, we've got $10 to Del Taco. We've got a Del Taco beanie. We've got two tickets to the African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton, Ohio, VIP passes. And we've got, Charlene, if you're out there listening, we've got your $10 to Del Taco and your Del Taco beanie here at the studio. If you just want to pick that up, you can before 1 o'clock today, 740-383-9944. And possibly next hour, two people from Radio Station Pest, so you won't want to miss that. Now, I don't know if they'll show up. They're iffy. Depending on what's going on, but we'll see what happens. It could be historic. 740-383-9944. Do you feel the history-making moment we might have here next hour, Matt?
I think we make history every night.
Every night. Oh, you know what? I want to call that restaurant up in Florida and see if he paid the bill. Hold on. Everybody, we're just going to bring the show to a screeching halt here so we can find out if the man paid his bill. Because we can't trust the newspapers. All right, let's dial it up. You know, every time we go to the phones, it's bad. All right, here we gotta go. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Did I dial the right number? Apparently nobody there.
So it seems.
I want to place an order for some Cuban food. From Miami. Well, you think somebody would be there? 3555 Southwest 8th Street, Miami, Florida. Well, apparently they're not there, so we can't find out if the man paid the bill.
That's sad.
I mean, what kind of thing is that? This is a restaurant. You got to answer the phones when people call.
I figured they would answer the phones.
You know, let me make sure I got the right number. We'll try one more time here. Hold on. Everybody, just relax for a second. See what we got here.
Hello?
think I just lost him. So what do you think, Matt? Do you think the bill was paid?
I don't know. I don't know why there was a whole newspaper article published about it either.
Doesn't that seem like a waste of newspaper?
It does. There's got to be something more useful going on in the world. More important.
But I tell you, this place must be hard to get through to.
They must be busy.
They might have had to shut down after the bill wasn't paid. They gave away all that free food on Tuesday, and now it's over for them. Nothing like live radio with just the phone ringing. If this doesn't drum up the ratings, I don't know, nothing will. Where are they? I give up. This place is apparently no longer in business. All right, things that shake, rattle, and roll. What do we got?
Got two things left.
Two things left on the list. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. What answers do we have?
Currently we have rattle toy, rattlesnake, music and singers, and dice.
All right. Two answers left. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. Sarah, Judy, Trish, Mary, and Lee, all in the competition. Who else is going to get in here or have anything they would like to say? Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars and radio wave referee. Could the answer possibly be a noisy bus?
Noisy bus.
Noisy bus, not on the list.
Not. Can you believe the restaurant didn't answer our phone call?
I can believe it, yeah.
Hey!
No, I'm just saying, like, because they could be busy, Scott. Don't read too much into this.
I know, I've been reffing this morning, but, you know, we give people their say.
So, no cigar, huh?
No noisy bus, but you keep, you know, you're in here, you might win some food.
Oh, goody.
All right.
Ta-ta.
All right. 740-383-9944. Interviewer to the stars and radio station referee. Chisel it into the tombstone. Why not? that and other things. Go ahead, caller.
What about bells?
Bells.
Bells are not on the list.
Okay.
No bells on the list today. All right. 740-383-9944. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. That's what we want to know here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about my friend Sarah?
Oh, she shake, rattles, and rolls. I don't think she's on the list, but she might. She might.
Sarah is not on
Sarah
the list.
Sarah is not on the list. I've never seen her shake, rattle, and roll. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen her do any of those things, except when she's singing to Nate on the air. I have heard some shake, rattling, and rolling then. But that's to be left up. Go ahead, caller.
A bag of marbles.
Bag of marbles is not on the list.
What did you make of the restaurant not answering?
They probably have been inundated after his visit there. They probably had so many calls, they've just turned their phone off.
Well, that's a shame, because we just want to know if the bill was paid.
Yeah. Well, they probably have had a bunch of calls about that and reporters. And they're probably just getting too much bad publicity and so forth. Probably they're probably just wore out from trying to answer calls.
Can't make their bacon and eggs.
Well, or their pulled pork. What is that Cuban pork that's supposed to be so good?
I'm not even sure what you get. At a Cuban restaurant.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, 740-383-9944. Things that shake, rattle, and roll.
So far we've got rattle toy, rattlesnake, music/singers, and dice. Two answers left to go.
Two answers left to go, and we've got Sarah, Judy, Trish, Lee, and Mary all in the competition, and we are going to do a drawing here. We've got African Safari Wildlife Passes. We've got $10 to Del Taco, a Del Taco beanie. We've got it all here and about 21 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just checking in on you. I got a party that was supposed to call me before 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock has been here and passed, And I thought maybe it may be the same party that's going to come up to your station. I wonder if that could be possible.
You know, I don't know. What party is this?
Well, that's what you said. You got two people coming in, so that would be a party of two.
Oh, yeah, I think they might be here. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Mine didn't show up, so I thought, well, I'll dial in on you and see what's going on. And here I find out that the reason for that restaurant down there in Florida's closed.
Yeah?
They went out for lunch. They don't have food there.
they're done. They went over to McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, they closed her down. The Trump party just cleaned them out completely.
Hey, well, stay tuned.
Well, what else shakes, rattles, and rolls? Maybe someone, I haven't got a good guess, but could you give me, is it a one-letter word or a two-letter word?
There's one that's a two-letter word and one that's a two-letter or one-letter.
Oh, boy, you got me totally confused. I'm going to shake, rattle, and roll right out here and listen to you for a while.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think one of the people is definitely showing up. I just got word. Now, I can't confirm or deny.
It'll be good.
It'll be... Well, I hope. We'll get in a big fight. We're all going to get in a big fight at noon. That's what's going to happen.
That'll be interesting.
We're just going to throw down. Because you'll throw down with strangers, won't you?
Yeah.
It's time to do it.
Yeah. Ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, it'll be like The View on steroids is what it'll be. 740-383-9944. Now, I'm telling you, these two, they don't shut up. So you got to lay into them. You got to elbow in and get yourself in there because they're that way.
I'll try.
You don't try, you do.
You just gotta
elbow your way in. That's how you gotta do it. Go ahead, caller.
Well, what are you two gonna do? Go out for after you get done there? You're gonna go out and eat, or do you need a sandwich and a drink? I can run one to you.
Well, no, we're waiting for these people at noon to see if we have to fight them off.
Oh, there might be a battle, but maybe you need more. Get an appetite so you can fight real well, left and right.
Yeah, we'll have to see where the appetite is at 1 o'clock when we run them off.
Oh, that you could lose your appetite, so maybe I'll just cancel till some other time you're really hungry.
Hey, well, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. It's a day. Go ahead, caller.
What about a tambourine?
No tambourine on the list.
No tambourine. All right, we got the drawing coming up here in about 18 minutes. We got $10 to Del Taco. We've got a Del Taco beanie. We've got an African Safari Wildlife set of passes, VIP passes, Port Clinton, Ohio. Possibly a neighbor's pizza. We got people possibly coming up at noon. Now, don't let these two push you around if they get in here.
It'll just be like when I was talking to Opal. You just gotta, like, I asked her one question, and then she just talked.
Right.
But
you got to get your elbows in here.
I'll be sure.
Swing those elbows. Go ahead, caller.
Morocco.
No Morocco on the list.
No Morocco on the list. I don't even know what the topics are going to be at noon, but we're going to have some humdingers. I know one person is bringing an interesting topic to the occasion, I think.
Good.
We'll see. 740-383-9944.
Something that shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Shakes, rattles, and rolls. Go ahead, caller.
A marching band.
No marching band on the list.
No marching band on the list. Now see what happened here. We might have just had one cancellation. So it might be one person. We don't know.
That said.
Well, you never know. You know, people have busy lives.
Yeah, that's
for
sure.
Well, you gotta just roll with the punches here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
That wouldn't be the Ohio State football stadium when Ohio State playing Michigan, would it?
It would not.
Good guess.
Has it got something to do with a ball?
No, no ball.
I was going to say a pinball machine used to hit them, they'd shake, rattle, and then they'd go tilt.
I miss an old pinball. Are there any pinball machines left in Marion at all?
Oh, yeah. I got a good friend that's got three or four over to his house. He reconditions them and plays them. Oh, they're around, yeah. That's a big time for the... there's guys that overhaul those and everything. Yeah, that's a big trading thing, Scott.
Oh, that's it. That's nice. I'm glad to hear they're still around.
Maybe sometime I'll hook you up with this guy and you can go over and play a couple games. That sound good to you?
Hey, why not? Hey, thanks.
Well, it's available. I got the inside deal on that.
You got the inside track on that one.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, there you go. Pinball still exists in Marion, Ohio. 740-383-9944. We've got Sarah, Judy, Trish, Lee, and Mary all in the competition. Things that shake, rattle, and roll.
So far, we've got Rattle Toy, Rattlesnake, Music/Singers, and Dice.
You know, it could end up just being me and you for the last hour, because they're both a little, you know, they've got lives. Go ahead, caller.
What about a drum roll? Roll the drum.
Roll the drum.
Nope, no drum roll on the list.
No drum roll on the list here today. Got about 14 minutes left in this hour. I don't know. It's a tough category, apparently. Now, what were the hints you gave on the final two?
He asked how many words. The first one has two words, and the fifth one has two words or one word.
So one has two words, and the other has...
Two or one word. Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it clue time yet?
Well, do you have a better clue than... what was our... Give the clue that we've already given.
One of the clue... Okay, so the first one is an object, and the fifth one is...
It's an object.
Oh, that narrows it right down.
No, hold on.
I'm a better clue giver. Sorry.
Hold on. Let me look at the thing here.
Yes, Scott might be better with
Okay, let me try here. Okay. One.
I'm sorry, but is it everything like an object?
It's a person, place,
or thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Criticizing the clue giver. Okay, here we go.
Getting sharp today.
My goodness. Did you hear when the lady said you shake, rattled, and rolled?
Yeah, that was McBooty.
Oh!
Now, I know you're thinking...
What does that
wait
mean?
Wait a minute, that sounded like Judy. Well, Judy and I worked together for years at Whirlpool, and during one of them there years, she ended up getting the nickname from yours truly, McBooty. Judy never sat. If you can shoot screws and keep up, Whirlpool don't care if you sit. So I always sat every chance I got. And I asked my best friend, Linda, one day. I said, best friend, I've never seen Judy sit. And we sit all every chance we get. How come you reckon she don't never sit? She said, because she don't want her butt to go flat. And that just struck me as being odd and funny at the same time. So I started singing a little jingle. Judy McBooty, Judy McBooty. So, anyway, it just stuck. We don't even work there together no more, but she's still Judy McBooty. McBooty. At least that's what she's in my phone as, anyway.
Well, you and Adam should get together and release an album or something.
We should.
Would be... No, it's interesting, because your name for your friend is very close to one of the answers here.
Get a booty.
A booty.
See?
Yes.
You and I go together like salt and pepper.
Is that what, do salt and pepper go together?
Well, I think so, okay. Don't you?
Well, I don't know. I don't really put them together in anything except that...
What are those two Muppets that, they always, it was kind of good. It was really wasn't that good. And then before you know it, they hated it and it was terrible. What were their names?
Oh, the Old Men.
Something in Waldorf or something?
Yes, the Old Men. I know who you're talking about. I can't think of their name either.
That's us, Scott.
Huh? That's us?
Yeah, that's us.
All right. Well, hey, you're in here. You get 10 minutes. We're going to be doing we're also going to do a drawing at noon, too. So, and we might have Ghost of Radio Station Past yet. We're iffy. We don't know, but we might have them.
And you never know. McBooty might call in again.
McBooty might call in again. Well, should we say that? McBooty, you're on the line. Thank you. All right, well, Matt, you can say McBooty. When I point to you, say, McBooty, you're on the line. That's all we need. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about Jell-O?
Jell-O. No Jell-O on the list. Now, we're down to one answer, Matt. Help him out. What do we got here?
Boy, this is so confusing.
Help him out.
What answers do we have?
We have Rattle Toy, Rattlesnake, Music / Singers, Dancing Bod / Booty, and Dice.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about a dancer, go-go dancer, something like that, some kind of dancer performing. Shake, rattle, and roll.
That one's already on the list.
It is?
Yeah, we just got that one. Booty.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Booty. What is booty? I mean, honest to goodness, isn't that what pirates used to get as a treasure? Booty? Pirate's booty? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
What is wrong? What is wrong today? Go ahead, caller.
What about an earthquake?
No earthquake.
One time McBooty fell over and an earthquake happened. It's a miracle. Oh, man. 10 minutes left to go. All right. Sarah, Judy, Trish, Lee, and Mary all in the competition here for the big prizes. And the category is things that shake, rattle, and roll. I bet most people have one of these.
Yeah?
Most people have one of these. That's the clue today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. We're going to do a drawing here very, very soon. $10 to Del Taco, Del Taco Beanie. Two tickets to the African Safari Wildlife Adventure VIP passes in Port Clinton, Ohio. And you can pick those up before 1 o'clock today. And we've got a whole nother hour where we're either going to continue to play this or people will show up here. One or two. Maybe both. We don't know yet. It's iffy either way. All right.
McBooty, you're on.
Go ahead, caller. Well, they hung up on us.
No.
What is that? Oh, we upset McBooty. Darn it. Oh, just when everything was going so well. Go ahead, caller.
Something in the kitchen, like a blender or something like that. Be like in the bars, they shake the ice and the contents up and something like that.
This would not be in the kitchen, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not in the kitchen, but everybody has one. Not in the kitchen, but everybody has one. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that shake, rattles, and rolls. I've known many people over the years that have shake, rattled, and rolled. And then they just roll on down the hill.
We used to do that when I played T-ball forever ago. We would climb up, I think, like Lincoln Hill or something like that. And then, like, at the end of practice, we would just climb all the way up and roll back.
Rolled Gurley Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
Over at Gurley, yeah. The old park superintendent. Well, I'll tell you, it's something everybody has. That's the best we can do here. Something everybody has. Go ahead, caller.
A vacuum cleaner?
Not a vacuum cleaner.
Not a vacuum cleaner. One answer left in this particular category and about 8 minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10. Sean Kraft, Matt, and myself solving all the world's problems. And who knows what's going to happen next hour. You got to stay tuned for that. That's going to be big. Go ahead, caller.
How about your car?
Old car.
Old car. You got it. What happened to McBooty?
I don't know. She's sitting right here.
Okay, well, let her know. We won't
call you right now.
Yeah, let her call us.
Okay.
Okay. Well, she's sitting right there. People get together for show parties in the morning to listen to this show. So give them all the answers we got, Matt.
All right. So all the answers are old car, rattle toy, rattlesnake, music / singers, dancing bod / booty, and dice.
Oh, there you go. Things that shake, rattle, and roll. Okay, Sarah, Judy, Trish, Lee, and Mary are all in the competition. Let's head into the next category because we're going to do a drawing here in about 5 minutes.
Other than the foot, name something that runs.
Well, there you go. Other than the foot, name something that runs. Now, how many answers do we have here?
We have six again.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Other than the foot, Name something that runs. Who's got the answers here? Drawing coming up here momentarily. 5 minutes.
Took me a second to read the category with your handwriting.
No, you stop. The handwriting is fine. Beautiful handwriting. Go ahead, caller.
Water.
Yes, water is the number one answer.
Water's on the list. We got you. Now we got Judy Smith and Judy Summers in the competition. So we've got how many entrants here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about your nose?
Nose is on the list.
We got nose. All right, people are nailing this one. Things other than your foot that run.
So far we've got water and nose.
We've got water and nose. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Not sure if somebody said this, gentlemen. This answer is cerebral, but it's also kind of disgusting.
Your booty!
Well, basically, yes, your bowels. Basically, bowels.
Your bowels? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Bowels?
Bowels. With a B, not vowel. You're
no,
bowel.
Vowel is what I'm going to be like, doing on Wheel of Fortune.
Be like breakfast, because maybe your breakfast was too much. You had too much. Too many. Too much fruit or too much fiber, so you might...
Now, is this for things that run other than your foot, or is this for stuff that shake, rattles, and rolls?
No, it's the run answer.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean,
I thought maybe your bowels shook, rattle, and rolled.
Well, yeah, I mean, so your bowels, but, you know, I guess booty would kind of also be applicable, but, you know, I don't want to give too much of a detailed explanation. As I said, it's kind of a disgusting answer, but it's also a good
your booty
answer.
Runs?
So that's my answer. You know, you get the runs.
Okay.
No, runs are not on the list.
I can't imagine that's not on the list. Thank you.
That's a good answer, but okay, well, I'll see you later.
All right. Well, my oh my.
Oh, man. It's a good one.
Repeat that category, as brilliant as it is.
Other than the foot, name something that runs.
Bowels. The man said bowels. Go ahead, caller.
What about, like, the old joke, your refrigerator, Alan?
Refrigerator is on the list.
Okay. We got it. Refrigerator is on the list. So where are we? Are we about done with this now?
Three more to go.
Three more to go. My gosh. Go ahead, caller.
An engine.
Engine second on the list.
I thought you were going to say bowels.
No, I don't know if he's trying to find a vowel, a V-O, but a B-O. But he's on the right track if he has to go.
And they all shake, rattle, and roll.
Anybody don't want that beanie, I'll take it.
All right, well, let him know. Hey, thanks. They are good beanies. Look at that beanie, Matt, that Del Taco beanie. It's the envy of everybody.
The envy of everybody.
Look at that. Isn't that a well-made Del Taco? Maybe we'll give one of those away tonight on the evening show.
It's probably one of the better put beanies that I've ever seen.
Those Del Taco people, they know what they're talking about when it comes to beanie.
I don't usually wear hats, but...
That would be one of them, wouldn't it?
It
absolutely.
Would, yeah.
We've got Ted, Sarah, Judy Summers, Trish, Lee, Mary, Judy Smith all in the competition. We've got people galore here this morning. And the category... We only got 2 minutes left in this hour. Category is what?
Other than the feet, name something that runs. So far, we've got water, engine, refrigerator, and nose.
All right. So what do we have left here? We're going to do two drawings coming up here momentarily here on the program. Go ahead, caller.
I don't want to get nothing started again, but a politician runs.
Oh, there you go.
Politician is not on the list, but that's a good one.
Good guess.
Okay.
All right. A politician does run from time to time. We might have guests next hour. We might not. They're both still a little iffy. We hope that they show. We don't know. If they don't, we'll continue on with this. We still got a neighbor's pizza to give away. Let's do our drawing here, okay? That way people have an hour to pick them up. Okay, Del Taco Beanie and $10 if I can find the gift card. I misplaced it here. Del Taco Beanie and $10 to Del Taco. All right, how many entrants do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, and then the multiples, we have 14, 20. Give me a number between 1 and 27.
We'll go 15.
15, Sarah. Sarah, you get the Del Taco Beanie and the $10 to Del Taco. Oh, no, wait. Oh, you know what? I just gave it. Whoa, Sarah, you don't win. Wait a second. Wait a second, Sarah.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. people. This is like Miss America when they gave the wrong answer. I looked at the wrong number. Judy Smith, you have won the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie. Oh, no, Sarah, I'm sorry. Okay. She probably just wrecked the bus. Okay. Now, for the African Safari wildlife passes. Okay. Oh, no, that's bad, isn't it? 1 to 27.
We'll go 22 with this one.
22. Sarah. Now, Sarah did win. Oh, man. Sarah, you get the African Safari wildlife tickets. They're here till 1 o'clock. Judy, you get the beanie and the... Judy Smith, you get the beanie and the $10 to Del Taco. Sarah, you get the African Safari wildlife tickets. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock. Matt is here. We don't know if we're going to have guests next hour. Maybe more Family Feud and possibly a neighbor's pizza. Don't go anywhere.
GH Radio 107.1 FM LP. Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions. What you